Okay, people, what's up? How's it going? This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot with some bonus content back again. So I just wanted to really touch over the Chelsea-Arsenal game. I know. I watched it with some cool dudes. Shout out to Richie, Mike, you know, solid guys. It was really, really interesting to try and look at that game and say, all right, well, we have Chelsea next, right? We have them literally as our next game, and they're looking formidable. There's something about this Chelsea team. They're always sort of difficult to break down, decent on the counter, and Thomas Tuchel has turned them into winners. The most important mentality, the most important attribute of a team like Alex Ferguson's United, Liverpool's, Klopp's Liverpool, right? They're just Mourinho's Chelsea. They're winners, and they're used to winning. And it sounds simple, and it sounds trite, but winners win. The Cleveland Browns is a good example of an American football franchise. They've been losing for 30 straight, 40 straight years. Every single year, you know? And the New England Patriots are another American football franchise. You know what? We're used to winning. We are all winners, and we have the standard of winners. So with that Champions League victory, you know, Thomas Tuchel has turned them into a team of winners from a team that Frank Lampard had in fifth or sixth place. You know, I think that's something that a lot of Chelsea fans overlook, the fact that this team, which was the champions of Europe, Frank Lampard had them languishing in mid-table almost. So something to think about. Not mid-table, but the Europa League spots, definitely fifth, sixth, seventh at a certain point before his sacking. It's going to be an interesting one, right? It's going to be one that we have to really, really kind of just analyze and say, look, Liverpool's back line, they're up for a challenge this time. This is going to be a test. This is going to be a challenge like no other. Because at the end of the day, Arsenal was able to whip that ball up to Lukaku, play it to feet. They didn't even have to put in the air for him. Play it to feet. He's turning his back to goal. He's holding the ball up, and he is 100% either going to spin the man, which we've seen him do several times. Shout out to Pablo Murray and his dignity, which got evaporated like Thanos when Lukaku simply shrugged him off. Pablo Murray hits the deck looking for a foul. And one thing about a good referee is he's like, certain players have strength. And that referee had the gauge, like he said, Lukaku didn't shove you off illegally. He simply put his body on your body and made you submit fairly, cleanly, legally. So I'm looking at our center backs and saying, man, he's not doing that to Virgil. He's not doing that to Joel. And also, I think that the Arsenal center backs, because, again, we've talked about Arsenal, right? But Arsenal is a team with no direction or any clear game plan. So our defensive coaches, if not Klopp himself, will be saying, don't try and get into a tug of war with Lukaku. Don't, you know, you saw Pablo Murray and you saw the other Arsenal defenders. Why are you even touching this guy? Why are you so tight to him? You don't need to be that tight to his body. Give him space. Give him room. If he's going to beat you, let him beat you charging at you and dribbling. Lukaku is an underrated, you know, they say he has a bad touch. He's not the best dribbler, especially at pace, but he's still a very powerful runner, and it's still very hard to dispossess him. You know, there's the jokes that he has, oh, Lukaku has bad first touch, this, that, and the third. He's one of the most deadliest strikers in the world, you know, and I think he's come back to England with a point to prove, so everybody's going to have to be on it. And the midfield is going to be an interesting situation, because hopefully we have Fabinho coming back. I'd love to see Fabinho start. I'd love to see Jordan Henderson start. And I'd love to see Naby Keita start with Thiago ready to come in and switch. I think that Jota, two goals in two games, can't really justify dropping the man. But I'd love to see Firmino on at about 70 minutes, winning or losing, just to provide some impetus. We have to really set the tone. We have to let them know that this is going to be Liverpool's year, right? I mean, I'm happy Sadio got on the score sheet. It was great for him to score. I think that that's going to do wonders for his confidence. And you could see, I mean, what a beautifully crafted goal We have to take a quick second to shout out Jerdan Shaqiri, who has completed a 10 million pound transfer to Olympique Lyonnais in France. Shout out to the Power Cube, Big Shaq, as he's known by us Reds. I just think that it's a great move for everybody involved. Obviously, I would have liked to keep him, but he told Klopp personally he wanted first-team football, and Klopp allowed him to move. It brings our input to around 42 million pounds, so I'm thinking that Liverpool have one more signing left in them, and I would hope that they would. I'm trying to think who I would like to see come in, and maybe another backup for one of the right or left forward positions, or another just attacking mid in general. I think that we could use something different off the bench. I think that we could use a little bit of flair. That would be my guess. But either way, Liverpool have recouped about 42 million pounds. It's time for FSG to spend the money. I think that we're going to be able to get this game. I think it's going to be, affairs with Chelsea are always cagey. They're always tight, you know. They're never easy. And I'll be honest, Chelsea's the team that I like the least in London. Out of all the London clubs, Chelsea's the team I like the least. They do what they do. They win. But not a great club, in my opinion. Their culture and how they simply, it's a bit mercenary-like at Chelsea. And it's like either you win or you're done. Player, coach, manager, it doesn't matter. But so I really want to beat them. And we have to set the tone. You know, yes, you're the champions of Europe, but you know we have aspirations for this title. So it's Tuchel versus Klopp, German versus German. I think that Klopp really has to get at them, especially at Anfield. We saw how the crowd was against Burnley, and can we take a quick shout out to the tactics that the Burnley players used? Disgraceful. I honestly hope Burnley get relegated as well. I mean, come on, they're wrestling people. They're going in like studs up on Harvey Elliott within 7 minutes of the game. It's like, come on, man. You know, I'm all about playing physical, playing tough. I respect that. But when you're grabbing people by the shoulders and ripping them down, it's like, come on. And the referees apparently are supposed to be more lenient this year, whatever that means. But yeah, it's going to be a huge game versus Chelsea. And I'm really, really hoping that we are able to get this dub. As the week draws on, I will make part two. But this is the Liverpool versus Chelsea pregame chat, part one. And I will talk to all of you good people later. I have to love you and leave you. Take care of yourselves and each other. Come on, Liverpool. Let's go.